In these few minutes of arriving, focus on your breathing and on the choice that you have to be in the present moment and to allow your consciousness to release whatever else it might have been carrying from before this moment. This is a choice that each person who becomes more conscious can make, irrespective of what's going on around them. And so when we come together, it's useful to focus on breathing, deepening, letting go, with the intention of coming to a deeper place inside ourselves, a place of quiet, a place of peace, and also a place where it's more easily accessible, the knowledge of your own inner being. No matter what has been going on with you during the day or during the week, this is this moment. And so breathe and put your hand over your heart and allow your hand to convey the warmth of your body to your heart, so more energy is brought down in that way. Most of the time, even without intending to, our consciousness is identified with the mind, with the whole stream of thoughts that are continually going through the mind. So a step in deepening is to allow the energy to move down to the heart, and the breath is a conduit for that. We know that all of life is sacred. We hold that as a principle of spiritual reality. But in the everydayness of going through time, and with the pressures of life that are increased for so many at this time, it's easy to get lost in the distractions of what's happening on the physical level, just the ordinary distractions, as if that were all there was. And so taking the time to breathe and to deepen is really very important each time we come together and for you during the day. A part of breathing is attuning to your own deeper self. And a part is aligning with the question of what God is asking of you in this moment. It's not only listening to your deeper self, but asking to be shown, to be led, to be helped to find clarity about what the meaning of this particular moment is. That's what attunement is. It's founded in listening, not just to your own feelings or your own body's sensations or your own thoughts, but to God's thoughts within you. And the important thing about this is that this is always a possibility, always. There's no practical activity, no emotional activity, no activity of any kind that need prevent asking to hear God's voice inside you. What is God asking of me in this moment? That doesn't exclude recognition of what you are feeling, emotionally, physically, or in any way. It doesn't exclude that, but it broadens your inner connection with your relationship with the divine, which sometimes, and for many people often, gets covered over in the process of doing practical things, physical things, work-related things. And yet none of that is separated from the divine. It's just the consciousness that gets separated. And so, as a process of growth and of learning, we take more responsibility for bringing our consciousness back to the deeper truth and not permitting the lesser truth to replace the greater. This is the choice of consciousness, to not allow the lesser truth to replace the greater, which for many people means not allowing the passing emotion of the moment to be the all-important thing. It can be there, and it needs to be recognized. It doesn't need to be denied or pushed away, but it isn't the deepest truth in any moment of who you are. The deepest truth of who you are is your eternal being, the you that was created by God. So breathing at any point during the day and attuning to your deeper self and to God's voice within you, what is God asking of me in this moment, is a way of not getting lost. Lost in activity, lost in emotions, lost in distractions. There are many ways. In this process of growing, then, breathing, being in the moment, who you are is not who you were, it's who you are right now. And there's tremendous joy possible in that. Freedom and joy. That you don't have to be attached to who you were yesterday. That's a choice that can be made. So all who choose to become more conscious are learning to live in that realm of freedom, learning to live in that realm of choice, and to be here for what the new moment brings, not to be in your thoughts about what happened an hour ago or yesterday or last year or in your childhood, but to be here for what the new moment brings. This is the basis for living a life that's sacred, to live it in each moment, to feel it in each moment, to be present in each moment, not present in the appearance of things, not present in the body's relationship to the activity of what's going on, but absorbing and incorporating that activity into the divine perspective of your deeper self. Absorbing it, not separating it, allowing it to become part of your relationship with God. What is God asking of me in this moment? While I'm doing this, while I'm preparing dinner, while I'm driving the car, while I'm on the telephone, while I'm making a list, what is God asking of me in this moment? Allowing that to be more important than other considerations. So breathing creates a bridge to this way of looking at things. It creates a deepening of consciousness so that you can shift from your mind to your heart, and once more centered in your heart, so that you can begin to feel your deeper being. I welcome you all to this first recorded podcast and hope that it will be the first of many.